Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Nehemiah chapter 4, and we're reading verses 10 to 15.
Meanwhile, the people in Judah said, "The strength of the labourers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall." Also, our enemies said, "Before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and will kill them and put an end to the work." Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, "Wherever you turn, they will attack us." Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families, with their swords, spears and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials and the rest of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes." When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work.
Our focus is on verse 14. Don't be afraid. Remember the Lord. As we saw yesterday, fear can have a serious impact on our trust in the Lord. A climate of fear is used to describe some situations today, and just like the Jews long ago, it can cause us to become weak and ineffective. Out of fear, we stay quiet. We fall in line. We hide away. All this was very real for Nehemiah and his fellow Jews. But fear takes a hold when we forget the Lord. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. Nehemiah stirred the people to remember all that the Lord had done for them in the past, so that they could have confidence in him for the present. Whatever situation we may face, let's remind ourselves of all that the Lord has done for us and others in the past, so that we can stand firm in him through challenging times. He'll give us the strength we need to overcome fear. A prayer. Lord God, as we remember all that you have done for us in the past, give us the strength and courage to overcome the challenges of today and not to be fearful. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.